Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening. Good evening, radio listeners, and brr. It's been really so cold in the Northeast and all over the country. I think all 50 states have registered temperature below freezing. And so it's just been really something unprecedented that we haven't seen in a really, really long time. I hope you're bundling up and keeping warm wherever you are and whatever you are doing. And thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Delia Farquharson, and this is Discussions with Delia. Remember, you can call in live on 619-639-4621. Now, last week we had some technical difficulties and we weren't able to have the show we had scheduled. So hopefully today everything will go swimmingly and we'll have the show that was scheduled for last week. So before we go any further, I want to say hello and welcome to my fabulous co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond. Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Delia.
How are you, my darling?
I'm fine, Dad.
Good, good. So it's you know, it's really cold in the Northeast. It's just been really tremendously cold. So how have you been dealing with the cold?
I've been hoping that today is Friday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then you wouldn't have to go to work on Friday. Well, all right. Well, you know, I promised you last week, we had a special guest that we wanted to catch up with, and our special guest today is Narissa. Narissa, hi, Narissa, are you there?
Hi.
How are you, my darling?
I'm good.
Wonderful. So it's so good to hear you. How are you keeping warm in this cold?
I'm staying inside.
Yes, sounds like a really good idea to me, Narissa.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, one semester down, Narissa. Right, one semester down.
I have some things to tell the world.
You have something to tell us?
Yes.
It was very open,
and it's because high school I was an A and B student, and I realized with my Greek and Roman culture, it was my first C.
Oh,
and my life. So, the further, yeah.
Wow.
For high school, I would give them a caution to not put their high grade in high school. And expect high grades. It's totally different.
It's totally different. Yeah. It's a different experience.
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It was a total different experience.
So how did it feel when you got that first CU? How did that feel to you?
I didn't want to fail the class. I was very happy that I got that C. With that C, I got a 2.83 GPA.
So it brought down your GPA, right. But you know what, Arista, so tell our listeners, because for those who have not hear your first, for those listeners who have your first interview and those listeners who don't know about you, so I like how you describe it. And like I told you before, I want you to describe it yourself. Tell your listeners what they need to know about you, and why we are especially so proud of you.
Because as I said before, I was diagnosed at the age of 14 months with a condition, a disability that affects the part of my brain that controls my muscles. So it was, and I'm bound to a wheelchair, but that doesn't stop my brain from going on a college level. And I am a good, example of hard work and determination.
That's right.
I finished my first year, my first semester of my first year of college.
A first semester. Where do you go to school, Nerissa? Tell the listeners where you go to school.
Wright State in Ohio. Dayton, Ohio.
Wright State in Dayton, Ohio. And how far away is that from home?
10 hours.
10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 hours from home. So tell me, Nerissa, what was what has been the most challenging part of going away to school for you?
Obviously, the food and missing my mom and dad and my brother and my friends back home.
You missed your mom and dad, and you know what? Did you miss mom and dad or did you miss the food?
I miss mom and dad and the food.
How's the food, Arista? How do you like the food?
So my mom actually had to ship food. Actually, ship food for me.
Yeah.
And
so does it carry over in the second semester? Is that going to continue in the second semester?
It's greasy, so.
What did you say?
It's greasy. It's greasy.
Yeah, I know, it's greasy. So tell me this, Nerissa. So adjusting to, you know, college life isn't easy for anybody, right? You know, when you go away so far from home, like you said, you miss your family. You know, how has it been making friends? How has it been adjusting to, because it's, you know, you've gone away to camp for several years. So you kind of, you know, you're kind of getting used to that.
Yes. I made some plans. I made...
You made some friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's hard because you don't... Well, I'm working on more friends next semester.
Okay. So that's one of the goals for next semester is making more friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What about opportunities to, say, socialize? And, you know, given that you're a student with special needs, you know, does school make, you know, accommodations for socialization with that in mind? I think it's a special school.
Ray has a program where every Wednesday we have adaptive rec, which is like a sport program. Where we can play sports, like football, basketball, minnow game, and everything else, but just to name a few.
What did you do? What sports were you involved with? What did you do?
I am a member of a dance group.
All right.
Me every Sunday to practice. So our mission is to further the gap between non-disabled and disabled students in Wright State. And I am a member of the NAACP chapter.
Go,
of
sister.
Go ahead. My involvement so far, but next year I'm going to try out for shows and then go into my acting.
Okay, for acting. Mm-hmm. Because tell the listeners again what your acting is your major, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Actually, right now, it's theater studies. But next fall, I will be going for my act. In Wright State, we have an acting BSA program, which I will be auditioning next year, 2014.
You're gonna audition for the program.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. So when it comes to, because this is a program about people becoming their better selves and having, you know, being able to reach for and work for their dreams and aspirations. So when it comes to dreams and aspirations, Nerissa, tell me, what do you see for yourself? Tell me what you see for yourself.
To tell you the honest truth, I'm your typical girl who wants Oscar one day, and probably Emmy, if I get on a TV show.
Wait. You said you're the typical girl that wants an Emmy?
Hollywood, I mean. And Tony.
You know, and I know you can sing too, so maybe Grammy as well?
Yeah.
Why not?
I am tone deaf, so.
Oh, you're tone deaf, so therefore, okay. We'll take the Grammy.
Okay.
So what did you learn, Nerissa, from going away this past semester? What did you learn?
About yourself.
Yeah, about yourself. What have you learned about yourself?
I have it in me. I just need someone to actually pull it out of me. I needed someone other than my parents or my friends or my family to say, you got the talent and you can further yourself.
Right. So did you find that people are, you know, outside of us, outside of your friends and family and immediate circle, that people are amazed and inspired by you? Did you find that?
Yes. I realized that, and I try to motivate friends to do it, and all my friends are going to college, doing what we want, because if you don't have a good circle around you, you won't better yourself. You won't push yourself.
So you think that's the most important thing, is having that validation, having people around you. When you think of go ahead.
When you don't have that family structure or friends around you that will push you when you want to give up.
True.
You won't get up more because you don't have the support of friends or your mom pushing you in the book. But you need to get away from hangers on and just push out.
So tell me this. What's going to be easier? Because you go back to school in a couple weeks, correct?
I go back, actually, this week.
You do?
Saturday.
Really? I thought you were at least going to stay till Martin Luther King's birthday. You're going to be out there in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. Yes, Auntie Dee.
I'm glad I caught up with you today again, because last week, I apologize, last week we had some technical difficulties, so even though you were calling, we couldn't see your call coming in to the studio, so I'm so sorry about last week. But tell me this, Narissa, what's going to be easier this semester, you feel, than last semester? What's going to be easier for you to face or to do or to tackle coming into this second semester, now that you've gone through your first?
In my first semester, I put so much pressure on my academics that I forgot college is not all about academics. College is about dreaming, living, and having fun.
Ooh, yeah. I hope your mama's not listening.
and I hope my mom wants me to get out more. And
she does. Because, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this semester you plan to fill in the blank. This semester
I will go more into my acting craft and be in shows, rehearse, night rehearsals, and do shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I want to say, and I know that Uncle Raymond feels the same way, how very proud we are of you.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I never had a doubt, not even for a minute, that you would just ace this, and you've lived up, you've surpassed our expectations, really, because there are many able-bodied students who are too afraid in their minds from a mental perspective.
Yes.
Venture out and to go out. And even though you are dependent on others to do so much for you, that has not hindered you, and you have no fear. And that's what I'm so impressed with, is that you are fearlessly just tackling the world, and we are so proud of you.
Absolutely. Very proud.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, this coming semester you're going to discover so much more about the school and about yourself. You know, and as Delia said, you know, that fearless spirit of yours, willing to tackle anything that comes in front of you, I think will be so rewarding. And, you know, as she said, we're so very, very absolutely proud of you and your family, and I'm sure your parents and your brother must be so proud of you as well.
And I'll tell you what, Narissa, what I'm going to take away from this is that you told me you're a typical girl who's going to win an Emmy and Tony.
Maybe a Grammy.
Yeah, and I believe. But we love you so much. And thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, now we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
bye, darling. Have
bye-bye.
A good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and that's the spirit, Damon. I think that's spirit that says that that's the spirit that says that, you know, we can if we choose to, I guess. If we think if we look at how we view the world and how we think about things, that Narissa exemplifies that we can if we choose to.
Yeah.
You know, because like Narissa explained, she's dependent, she's in a wheelchair, and she's dependent on someone else to do a lot of things for her.
Yeah.
And so to be able to, you know, leave the safety of home and go, I don't know how many miles to Dayton, Ohio, 700 or however many miles it is to Dayton, Ohio, and to tackle that is really outstanding. So
I agree, and I think of being part of Narissa's life or knowing her for all these many years, this has been true for a long time. in terms of things that she's done, or singing in the choir at however old she was, or the different acting with the different productions she's done. So you're right, in terms of people who said, no, I'm not sure I can. And even though I'm not sure I can, I'm not willing to try. You know, the will to try and the possibility of succeeding and what success feels like. I think that fearless spirit and wanting to do more is quite evident in what you come away with thinking. If this young lady can dream and realize her dreams thus far and have even more meaningful dreams of things that she would like to accomplish, I think it makes some of us feel as if we need to try a little harder. Mm-hmm. There are more things that we can accomplish than we are, you know, allowing ourselves to participate.
And I think that's the important thing, Raymond. I think really being able to identify a dream
mm-hmm.
and to say that that's what I want to work for, you know? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember, you know, I mean, just being able to do that, I think, is really important. And being able to hold that idea in your head. That, you know, like next semester she says, I'm going to be acting more, I'm going to be auditioning for parts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sort of thing is,
mm-hmm.
you know, keeps her motivated and focused on the future rather than,
mm-hmm.
you know, what she...
What is it I
yeah,
can't do?
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that is really
right.
so fabulous, and it's a really good lesson for all of us.
Right. And I think, though, it you know, these are things that don't just come up on you in terms of, you know, this thought process. I think it's something, even if it starts today, it's just the idea that going forward, I am going to have goals. I'm going to set meaningful goals. You know, I remember a couple of weeks ago, or whenever it was, we were talking about resolutions and
mm-hmm,
talking
mm-hmm.
about things that you want to accomplish. And in a way, you know, it gives us the opportunity to start afresh and start anew and say, you know what, I can do more, and maybe there are things that I've never really challenged. You know, as she said, if you know, she wants to do more, and if she's supported, which she is, it gives her the impetus, and she wants to accomplish more with the support of others. And as you said, she needs others to help her, but it still does not diminish her drive, her dream, her aspirations, and in the same sense,
And her thought, because that's where it starts, right? It starts with the thought. It starts with the thought that I can do.
Right.
And I might need assistance to get it accomplished, to get it completed.
Right.
But I can conceive in my mind that I can do. And I think that, you know, I mean, Neris's life has been and continues to be an inspiration for all of us.
Right.
That we should not be confining ourselves to our limitations, but rather to our possibilities. So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm really glad that our listeners were able to hear Nerissa's story as she tells it, because I think that's really important, that, you know, Nerissa is able to explain it in her own voice. And it does take, perhaps, a little thing, you know, but
right.
it's worth it to understand that this is an 18-year-old who has left home with all the limitations that she has to pursue her dream of winning a Tony.
That's right.
And, you know.
And she intends
and
to.
An Emmy, so.
And she intends to.
Right. So until next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com. And like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.